Hello, hello, and welcome everybody to another episode of The Healing Apprentice. This week, can you believe this is the last week of November? And if you're in the northern region, you're going to notice there are no leaves on the trees, maybe sparingly leaves, but it has come to that time when it's all cold and, ooh, and let me tell you, it is cold outside. You're listening to Louie Otero. I am the Healing Apprentice here on 1-2 Radio, and thank you for tuning in. I'm going to talk about angels and do a weekly reading that I do all the time, and I'm glad that you're here. Just know that it's one of the great stepping stones for me to be here on 1-2 Radio because it gave me a platform to share my intuition, my knowledge, my wisdom with all you guys on angels. If you have any questions, feel free to go onto the Facebook page over on 1-2 Radio. If you go into Facebook, hit the button and one of our producers or one of the producers will link you in and put you in. Also, we have the 1-2listen.com. If you go onto 1-2listen.com, you have a bunch of beautiful, beautiful advisors over there to help you reach your potential for all your questions, for all your wondering, and, you know, to basically, as I call it, zhuzh up your life, you know, get it back into track or into focus. Because, you know, it's okay to derail ourselves sometimes from the railroad, you know, the railroad tracks in our lives, because, you know, sometimes we need to stop and pause and connect. So 1-2listen.com is the place to go to connect to yourself and to the advisor there that are so happy to help you guys out there. One of the things I wanted to share with everybody today is like where we've been and where we're going. What's our aspiration in life? Well, you know, what is it that we want to do? Because we're unlimited. We are just unlimited in the things that we need to do, no matter what the challenges are. You know, we all have something going on in our lives, whether it's, you know, education, whether it's career, whether it's love and romance, whether it's just improving yourself and your knowledge and in the spiritual ways where you want to go, you know, what's your intentions in life, you know, what's the aim, you know, we all have to start somewhere, and it's never too late. No matter what your age is, it's never too late. I don't care if you're 12, 13, or 14, we're growing. When we're 23 and 24, we're growing. 37, 38, we're growing. 45, 46, we're growing. You know, 57, 58, we're growing. 66 and 67, we're growing. In our 70s and our 80s, even to our 100s, we're growing. Because we are here to learn. We are here to learn and master all the things and all the consequences in our lives. When I say consequences, what I mean by consequences is what are we doing to change those consequences when they're in your lap? You know, what are your wishes? What are you looking for? You know, when you go to a wishing well, do you drink the water from the wishing well, or are you throwing a penny in and making a wish? Which is it? Me, I would drink the water and throw the penny in. Or throw the penny in, drink the water, and the penny comes out. You know, like it gets caught in the cup. It's one analogy. It was a joke. I would throw it back. I would throw it back. Are we moving? Are we changing? You know, because change is happening. I know I talk about this all the time, but we are constantly in forward. You know, we don't go back. We can go back in memory, we can go back to the past, but see, things should be left in the past and things in our memory. It's good to have nostalgia. I always talk about this, but the point is to go forward, to be present. You know, it's really funny. I was just, before I came on, I was talking to Jay and I was telling Jay, you know, I did a meditation today, but I did a mindless meditation. I didn't put a lot of work into it. I wasn't asking for anything. I wasn't sharing anything with the universe. I was just being present and I was just playing music and I was just listening to the music, listening to the sounds of the music and just being one with the present and just making my mind a blank canvas and just letting go and letting go and letting go, you know, but I didn't do anything. I just sat there. for a good 20 minutes. You know, sometimes we need to digress, you know, we need to pull back. We need to just bring ourselves to the point where we need to pause and reflect on our day or reflect on our week, on our month. Even if we have to reflect on the year, that's super important, you know? Can you believe how fast this year went? It's going to be December 1st on Friday. Say goodbye to November and hello, December. You know, what are the answers we're looking for? You know, it's really funny because I was sharing this with my friends and my family and to, you know, and I keep saying it over and over again, like this is my mantra. I don't want to focus so much on the, you know, I get the gift giving, I get the whole, you know, the whole store or the Amazons of the world and all the department stores of the world, small businesses of the world. You know, I get it. You know, I get the survival part of it, but I also get the part where there's so much useless things that we purchase. Like, what's the need? You know, like I told everyone, don't get me anything. I'd rather you get me a gift card or, you know, from a supermarket anywhere, you know, because I'd rather purchase food and, you know, cook a nice meal and, you know, donate to an organ, you know, to a food bank or something. You know, take some time and do the turkey drive that they did. You know, turkey drive is in a lot of states where people, you know, they don't can't afford a turkey. You know, who can at $8 to $10 a pound? Seriously. Yeah, I know. I mean, you get a bird for free, but if you got that bird for free, let me tell you, if you didn't get it for free, you're paying, you know, $8 to $10 a pound on a turkey. It's crazy. It is crazy. You know? Yeah, I know. But it's just that, you know, the decisions that we're making, the spiritual relationships that we're connecting with, you know, like, what are they? Where are we going with that? You know, are we healing with Archangel Raphael? Are we calling on the divine ones to help us focus, to, you know, continue to go forward? Because it's time to go. It's time to ignite that, you know, ignition in ourselves. Focus on the things that matter. You know, for me, this is what matters. That, you know, what I'm saying is, like, that matters for me, but it might not matter for you. Maybe you guys do want to do the, you know, I call it my mom always wanted to get gifts, and she did the, you know, she saved all year, she blew that money on me, my brothers, my sisters, my dad, the whole family. She just bought for everybody because that's how she is. She's a giver. And I'm not saying I'm not a giver. I am a giver. I sweat when I go shopping. I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's like the, you know, I buy one thing for you, but two, three things for me while I'm shopping. And, you know, because the rule of the thumb is in December, you shouldn't shop for yourself because you're going to get a gift. But for me, after COVID, just buy it. I always hear my mom, just get it. If they have it, get it, because when you go back, it's gone. So I want to tell you guys this story. I was decorating, you know, because it was warm. I was decorating the house and everything like that. For some reason, I wanted to do the wooden shoulder for the front of the house. I was going to get two big statuettes, you know, two of them. And I was like, you know, I Googled them and I saw the prices and they were really expensive and everything like that. But that's okay. You know, I thought about it. I said, oh, that would be nice. I want to do that for front of the house. But I said, you know what? Next year. You know, I went to Black Friday. The prices are kind of a little bit low, but whatever. So I asked the angels, you know, that would be cool. And the weirdest thing is I was driving and right in front of someone's house on the curb to be thrown out are two wooden shoulders, tall, exactly what I was looking for. So I felt weird. I guess they call it dumpster diving kind of thing when people drive around and go in other garbages and, you know, take furniture or lights and they fix it or they put it in a, they sell it, whatever. Anyway, I think that's what they call it, dumpster diving or just drive-by shopping on other people's property. You go to rich neighborhoods and do that, you know, I guess. I don't know. I've never done it. My friends do it, but I've never had the chance to participate in that. So as I'm driving, this was early in the morning, I would say about 8 o'clock. No, it was 7 o'clock, 7:30. I saw them and I said, Oh my God, no way. And this is what I asked, you know, the angels to do for me. Okay. So I drove around the block and I was like stalking these two toy soldiers. And you're going to ask me, did I get them? No, I did not. I did not get them. I went around a second time and I'm like, oh, maybe they just put it out for a second because they're going to put it some, you know what I mean? I didn't want to grab the garbage. I'm just like that. Anyway, so I went to work. As I came back, as I drove down, I go, let me see if they're there. They were gone. They were gone. So they were literally thrown out. Don't know why. I don't know. Maybe a dog peed on the wooden leg. I don't know. But anyway, I just thank the universe for bringing it to me. Like they answered me, like weird. And me, I'm like, I'm so sorry I didn't grab it, you know. So anyway, my theme for the front of the house changed because I do that. I change the themes in front of my house. I'm just going to go to one of the stores and grab a big, I think it's like a 4 foot to a 4.5 foot or 5 foot angel and put it just by the, on my front stoop of my home and just make it nice and simple because I'm very simple because I hear my old friend Tina. Tina used to be this beautiful older woman. She was about, I said she started working for me at 70 and she was with me till she was 96 shampooing hair. But she always told me, Louie, because I used to decorate. When I mean decorate, I'm talking like Griswold, you know, Christmas decorating. She said, why don't you, you know, dial it down a little bit? And I'm like, what do you mean by dialing it down? Explain. So, you know, because, you know, me, I'm like, I'm willing to learn from a wise person in her 90s, you know. So she said to me, less is best and it's elegant. You don't want to, you know, have Christmas throw up in your home. So, you know I talked about this before, but that stayed with me. So I do everything simple now. I used to go crazy, but I do things simple. You know, I place, you know, whether it's a placemat with a figurine on one table and da 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 and so on and so forth. But anyway, I did it elegant. I do it with elegance, like she said. So my front of my house is very elegant. Okay. There's, you know, picturesque. And when I'm done, when I get, I will take a picture and I will post it. And cause I've, you know, one of the radio shows, because, you know, I just put the light, some of the lights out outside. It was warm. I did that. So I did all the hard stuff. And then I did, all I have to do is buy an angel, put it together and just plug her in and she's ready to go. And I just got to get bows. I got to get 7 bows. For seven ornaments that I have hanging on a tree, a bush, and my two lights in the front of the house. I call them my big balls. And everybody drives by and I always say, do you like my balls? And everybody, and the neighborhood cracks up. I'm like, no, the Christmas balls in front of my house. But you guys get it. Anyway, but it's the importance of us making wise decisions. You know, it's about how we reflect ourselves and the energies that we're in, when we need to be accurate, when we need to organize, when we need to validate things. It's about making the wise decisions. It's about organizing things. It's about, setting the book straight, you know, dialing it down, checking the inbox, you know, like stuff like that, you know. And the way we do that is by seeking. We seek for things, we ask questions, you know, we get answers. It's about charity, it's about healing, it's about chaos, it's about forgiveness, it's about peace, it's about abundance, it's about gaining things, you know, because when we lack, we want to gain. And when we gain, we lack. So we have to balance that, because balance is a big thing, because I know balance came into the reading for the week in here. But and I talked about that last week, about balance, the importance of balance. But what is our spiritual relationship with the universe? You know, are we dialing in the third eye? You know, our pituitary gland, is it clear? Do we clean it? You know, do we look for the inspiration? Do we look for intuition? Are we asking for connection? Are we finding the transformation? Because the butterfly is all about transformation, you know, changing and connecting to the spirit. You know, those are important. Those are super, super important. And then the importance of having patience, having faith, being excited for things that come into our lives. And it brings us relief, because our desires are within an arm's length reach. I'm going to say that again. Our desires are within a hand's arm reach because it's there. And it's all about being patient and having faith. I always talk about patience and having faith. It's important. It's about confirmation. It's about exiting to the next level. When I say exiting, it's like, you know, you walk, you know, you see the exit sign, but we, you know, sometimes we go out the front end instead of the back end, or, you know, the other door, you know, like some stores are set up like that. But I know stores that you only have one door, but there's exit through this door or exit through this side of the door, you know, stuff like that. But it's about transformation and completions, completing things that we started. Have we been doing that? You know, it's about our humor. It's about our, it's all about our humor. It's about our vitality. It's about travel. When I say travel, it's like, you don't need to go to like a far, far off distant land to travel, but go somewhere, go to a park, go to the mall, do something different with your routine in your life and do it with love. You know, just do it with love and do it with the energy of the zodiacs, you know, the zodiac energy, you know, pay attention to your celestial astrology language, you know, which I'm still learning, by the way. But that's because I, you know, I choose to learn. I like to learn. I like to teach. I like to take classes, and I should never, 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 never feel guilty about that. You know, and when I say feeling guilty about that, it's because I was talking to someone and they were telling me, is it worth spending the money for the education that they feel that they might not get along with the teacher, or they might not get along with other students, or they might not get along with the class or what's going on. And what I would say is the connection, you'll know the minute you step into that seminar, if it's for you. Even though you spend the money. And usually what I say is you'll get something out of it, whether it's one thing or 20 things, or you'll get the whole class. But just know that everything is going to be okay. You know, it's about reassurance. It's about guidance. It's about getting the support that you need to move on to the next level or the next phase in your life. I spent money on classes and they're still on the burner. In other words, I have the degree, but I have the knowledge, but they're put to the side because I'm trying to evaluate when and where I'm going to start sharing this energy. One of the classes I took was about breathing. The other was about product placement. Product placement is basically learning about products and knowing what ingredients are inside them and how to motivate them to people who need them for a specific category on their presence. I would say their body, their hair, you know, same thing with vitamins and essential oils. Everything has a place, you know, and I'm not a salesperson. I never liked it. I don't like to be pushy, but I do share with people what I use. I do share with people what's my transformation, what are the things that work for me. And I always say this, always, oh, what works for me might not work for you. But learn and take it with a light grain of salt because this is what I use and maybe this can work for you. But we're all different. Our chemistry is different. Our makeup is different. Our age is different. Our lifestyles are different. Our family is different. Our spirituality is different. We need to pay attention to those things. That's why I tell everyone I said this many, many shows ago about spirituality in church, or spirituality is at one foundation, church. I would say, organized religion. Thank you. There you go, Lou. You got it. An organized religion is a different energy. Okay. So everyone's spirituality and everybody's belief system is their own system. You know what one, you know, people change. You know, we can be with somebody from high school, get married in our 20s, and actually, you know, you're divorced by your 40s or 50s. Because people grow, we change. We developed, you know? And it happens. And don't feel bad about breaking up, or don't feel bad or have the hardship, unless they're just a real, you know, a-hole, and they treat you like, with, you know, in an awful way. Because I always say, one thing I do know is that I will never, knock on wood, never let anyone talk me down, or not, or pull the rug from under my feet, or, you know, I know what I'm doing, but what I'm saying is, like, I will never, never, never let anyone use words to break me down. Let's put it that way. I don't care if you can tweet it. I don't care if you can Instagram it. I don't care if you Snapchat it. I don't care if it's whatever goes on in, on the internet. Let it happen. Let it go. Because a lot of celebrities are falling in such a despair of all the negativity of what's going towards them. And when you become a person in the public's eye, you will see a negative undertone to the goodness of what a person is trying to do. Okay? Now, I'm using this as an example because I don't want you to fall for that negative of on Facebook page, like, just say you, I'm gonna share this, because it happened on Instagram. I'm gonna show this for one instant, okay? One instant, because I wanna get back to that and how I had to help someone from the negative outburst that this poor kid got. And he reached out to me, and I never thought in a million years this persona would ever text me, okay? And I'm gonna keep it private, as always, because that's what I do. It's secluded, I don't share. But anyway, when we focus on the, it can only take one negative quote that you read about yourself that somebody puts will knock you over. And it's true, because I've seen an unlike, or someone saying to me, oh, Louis, I don't believe in angels, you're crazy, and stuff like that. You know, I get that. So I learned a different approach to that from someone who shared with me what to do, and shared with me this about, like, I would say about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where I just delete that person out of my life. I don't know you. I never met you. Goodbye. That's it. That's how simple it is. It's that easy. The name, negative, go onto the name, find them, click them off, block, done. You can do that on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of them. You just rule them out. There's no need to be on your page, and you can block them from that. Now, what was said about this person, because this person put up a video, he's an influencer, let's put it that way. This person's an influencer. And he texted me and said, Lou, I don't know what to do. This is what was said. What do you think? So I said, let me look and let me check. So I just went, I looked, I told him don't do anything until I get back to him, because I wanted to, I shouldn't say instigate, but I wanted to add my opinion to the situation. So what it is was, he's a model. And he goes to Temple. Is it Temple? He goes to pray, and he puts on his whole attire from head to toe. He prays to Allah and everything like that. So, which I respect totally, you know, because that's how I am. Like I said, you have to respect everyone's faith and everyone's belief. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. And because he posts his gym work, and he exercises, and he posts up his image, and he posts up clothing, and sometimes he has a tank top, no shirt, whatever. So what was said was, you cannot be nude and sharing this story. But what he was doing was, he was selling the gear to go pray. I don't know the name of it. It's the long dress that covers a man's body, and then they, you know, they put it on, and then they go to temple, I believe, and then they pray, you know, facing the setting of the sun, and they pray to Allah and stuff like that. They do their prayers. They do their prayers, the ritual. So I put down that there's nothing wrong about trying to sell I forgot the name of it, but anyway, you guys will tell, put it on the Facebook page. And no, I know the, I was gonna say the Habib, I don't know. I think it's, that's the name of it. Please, I don't want to insult anything, but he came back to me telling me that I was sacrilegious, that, you know, because I'm a Christian, that you know, I have no understanding about the faith, that in the Quran, it says you can't be naked and blah, 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 blah. So I said, oh, wow, this can be deep. This can be rough. Okay. So I said, look, I'm just leaving this here. It's just, I'm going to defend my friend and say that, you know, because he's an influencer, he can help sell the gear of covering his body, because he has a body that he wants to show the world, but he covers it when he goes into temple. Okay. And I found that to be beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful thing. Like, he's going to cover when he goes into the house of worship. To make a long story short, I went back to the person. I said, listen, this is what you need to do. X plus Y plus Z. But if you want to leave it, leave it. I already gave my thing. But I'm the one who blocked the person. Like, I blocked this person. I never want this person to come onto my thing. I have nothing to do with this. I just think, and this is just one of the tactics that people do to hurt your feelings or try to put you down when you're trying to be a person of doing things not in malintent. Okay. So I know that feeling, because I told them when I said I spoke about angels and someone came on and gave they say that they don't exist. What am I doing? And da da da, that I'm going to hell. All these crazy words. And I was bummed out by it. Like, really hurt, really bummed out. And then about a year ago, 2 years ago, I had someone tell me, this is what you need to do. Block it. Done. That's how, you know. And the funny thing, my mom always said, the best weapon is silence. And the only way you can silence somebody is by just blocking them off your feed, period. So that to me was super, super important. And how we manifest these negative things and we blow them out to be so much bigger. You know, same thing with your family, same thing with your friends. If they come onto your page or your whatever it is, and they just knock you down, delete them. Sorry, family. I don't agree with your, you know. But I've learned the hard way. Like, I did learn the hard way. And that's why I move forward with all that. And it's something to connect. It's some, you know, to engage in positivity. You know, it's about being inspired, is being, having the aspiration of doing good things in the world, even though there are haters out there. It's okay to have haters. And I get it. You know, Madonna said it well. It's good to have people who don't like you, because they'll just make you more famous. You know, Madonna said that, I would say, 30, 40 years ago, when she started her career as a young 30-something, you know? She just said it. You want to be popular, you're going to have good, you're going to have people love you and hate you. And as long as they're talking about you, you're famous. You know, but I'm sure she read, and I'm sure she took that very hard, because being a celebrity, you're going to get hurt, you know. And if you are a celebrity, because I was told if you do a radio show, you're going to be kind of like a celebrity. People are going to notice you. And it's funny, because when I brought it, I was out one time and they're like, oh my God, you're Louie. I listen to you. And sign my napkin. I'm like, what? Sign your what? I was like, okay. I never done that before, but that was pretty funny if you ask me. But yeah, there are people that really are enlightened by other people that talk about things, or they become your fan, and there's nothing wrong with that. And if I have fans out there, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much. I care about you, and I just hope you keep on listening and telling the world about Want to Radio and Want to Listen as you're out there, because we would like that. Now, when we have transition or fear, or have fear in our life, we need to face it. We have to become fearlessness, and we need to embrace our power. Okay. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, I have fear. I go through fear all the time. I still have that going into gym problems or whatever. But I'm taking it to the point where I'm working on it because I'm a work in progress. You know, I have anxiety like anyone else. I have sadness like anyone else. I could be unhappy from time to time. You know, I'm more upbeat than anything, but I was telling one of my good friends that, you know, because I have friends that really lift me up. You know, they check in on me, they ask me how I'm doing, you know, what are you doing? And I tell them all the time, I'm always transforming. I'm all about inspiration. I'm about brilliance. I'm about standing up in my light. I like accelerating my energy, you know, because I like to embrace my power, which I want to share with you to embrace that power. Because you know what your power is? Your power is your answer. Because when you are the answer, you will be guided to your purpose, your calling. You'll be guided to balance other people as well as yourself, which is challenging. You know, I'm not saying balancing yourself is not challenging. Balancing yourself is very challenging. But when we balance ourselves, we heal the wounds within ourselves because we're charging up that energy. We are learning the awakening within us. And that's basically student turning into teacher or a teacher turning into a student. And that's divine energy, whether it's masculine or feminine, but no, it's leaning towards the feminine because it's a divine expression. And please don't be afraid of being powerful. By all means, don't be afraid about being powerful. Because when you become powerful, you become your own warrior, your own soul spirit warrior. And what does that do? That makes all debts paid karmically. And it's an end to a cycle. Because you are now in power of creating. You ready for this? Your destiny. So don't be do not be afraid of your power by all means. Because that power comes from psychic awakening. It becomes that sensitivity that you're feeling. You know, do you know that sensitivity of like not walking into a store because of the energy when you pull into the parking lot, you know, when it's right, or something is telling you today's not the day to go to the store, wait for tomorrow. It'll be better for tomorrow. Don't order it today, order it later, because that's what I did. You know, Cyber Monday, I was ready to click. Something said, wait. It's going to last the whole month of December. And I just did the sign of the cross, said, okay, I'm going to do that. But trust your intuition. By all means, please trust your intuition because of it's your psychic awareness. Because with that, you get unlimited potential. Unlimited potential. And that's good. That's really good when you get unlimited potential. That means you're ready to go forward. You're ready to heal. You're ready to take the challenge. You're ready to speak your mind. You're ready to be seen. And you're ready to let the world know what your gifts are. And that's the divine emergence, the divine emergency. And that's why I was talking about the changes. It's about making the changes. As hard as that can be, because trust me, it can be hard. Because I know what that whole transition, that whole feeling, that whole working through the remembrance of the negative part, and then, oh, I don't want to feel like that again. But sometimes we need to feel it again, that negative energy, or that oh, I don't want this energy to be in me anymore, because you work on it. You know, I usually meditate 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, even the 2 minute meditation. If I'm super busy, I always say, you know, let me give the time. There was, you know, I went to an interview, and I'm going through, it's like I'm taking a course, like a little quick mini dive in into essential products and supplements and stuff like that. And one of the things I was told by my teacher was to please do this mantra every morning. It's a boosting thing that you talk all good about yourself. It's kind of like a Louise Hayes kind of energy, where you look in the mirror and talk all good things about yourself. Did you know, since last week, I would say Monday or Tuesday. No. Let's go back. Wednesday of last week or Tuesday of last week, I could not do not one day of this uplifting, talking to a mirror good about yourself. Everything was early in the morning. I was up at 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. I had to be at work at 6, 7, and 8. It was just, and the guilt that I had, because I said I would do it. I literally, I believe it was Saturday. Was it Saturday? Yes, this past Saturday. I said, "Dear Teach, I want to tell you ahead of time that I did not once did the whole gratitude thing about talking good about myself. I had such a busy week. It was the week of Thanksgiving. I had no time to do this because of all the other obligations that I had to attend to. Please forgive me. But I will promise to start it next week," which is this week, starting on Tuesday. That was yesterday. And what you do is you read it, and then you have to put 5 things that you like about yourself, 5 things that you like about someone else, and then send someone a gratitude note in their email box, you know, nowhere else but the email. It has to be done on email. I'm like, okay. I couldn't do it. I felt so bad. But anyway, I'm working on that. But see, this is what I'm trying to share with everyone. You have challenges. I have challenges. Is it a spiritual challenge? Yes. Was it a check the list, check the inbox? Absolutely, 100%. But I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to do it every morning when I get the chance, which is tomorrow morning. It was this morning I read it, and tomorrow morning I'm going to read it. And then I'm going to send the gratitude as an email to the person. I'm going to use the name. Okay. "Dear Scott, I have full gratitude to you on everything that you do. Your friendship means a lot to me." Okay. "Dear Anne, thank you so much for helping me out with the laundry. You are the best person in the world, and I have nothing but gratitude to you." That's all I'm saying. That's how it works. Now, I feel so bad that I didn't get to do that. And I really was so excited like a week ago. Yeah, I could do it. I got it. I could do it. I didn't do it once. I did it twice, 3 times maybe. But as the holiday got closer, I just didn't have any time. There's so much time. You know, though, you know, like I have to sit down and write my show. Like, what am I going to talk about on my show? So I take the time and I just put it in my notes and I read it. Sometimes I don't even do what I put in my notes because the energy changes, because the angels are always constantly changing the vibration on the show, you know, but that's how they work. So I'm going to segue out a little bit. So this way I can share with you the weekly reading. So my weekly readings go from Wednesday to Wednesday. And hold on, I just want to say hello to everybody. Let me go into here and just hit here. Send a hug to you guys, hug in the heart. And just want to say hello. Hello to the world. Okay. Hello, world. So happy to be here. Happy to be here. You guys gonna get this to be here. That's here, not here. It's the one with the ear. And I'm just going to put an XO and send it XO. Kisses and send. There you go. So this week, it goes from Wednesday to Wednesday. And we do the Wednesday, Tuesday, and so on and so forth. So for Wednesday and Tuesday, it is all about enjoying the fruits of your work. In other words, you work so hard from that last week to this week, just enjoy the fruitation of it all. Because all hard work leads to a luxurious lifestyle, which means that you can buy something you like for yourself, get all those bills paid off, however it works. But buying yourself something special is very, very important. And just know your intention will give you the power to move forward with that. Now, on for Friday and Saturday, it's all about being practical, being non-materialistic, and being generous. Okay, it's the ability to make things more poetically beautiful in your life. Just know that you're going to have this nostalgic feeling of loving your family and loving your home, and it's about being practical on how you proceed. Just know that you love the arts and you love beauty. That for some reason, that something about loving or being beautiful is going to come to you, and you're going to have a sensible approach to that. Just know that the universe will bring you the strength and the guidance that you need to get through and muscle through the energy of what's coming on the Friday and Saturday. Now, Sunday and Monday is about being romantic, finding reassurance with yourself, for finding forgiveness, and ending any kind of challenges that are coming your way. You're going to wind up looking for a gift to exchange with someone. So don't be surprised if this Christmas you're going to be the Secret Santa. No, that's going to be coming your way. But don't give up on the people that you love, for sure. And just know that on Sunday and Monday, it's all about the blessing and abundance that you're going to achieve. Now, on Tuesday and Wednesday, it's all about motivation. It's all about being ambitious, being inspiring. It's about stepping into the spotlight. It's about speaking your mind. It's about keeping your eye in the big picture. And don't be sensitive to criticism, just like I was talking about before. Isn't that amazing? That's a confirmation right there. Wow. And just ask and you will receive. So that is what's going on for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Now, on an all-for-all, the whole week, it's all about finding beauty with emotional experiences. It's about being romantic in a relationship or having a deep friendship with someone. It's about being compassionate, being accomplished, being charismatic. And by doing that, it's about grounding yourself, you know? Even if you have to write a love letter, write a love letter to the universe on someone that you are attracted to. And believe me, that does hold a lot of power right there. Because what happens is it can bring you prosperity, security, financial abundance. It's time for a great success this week, supporting your family, supporting your spouse, your partner. It's also about being a good person as you work through this week. Manifestation is huge. It's about grounding and earthing ourselves this week. Because when we earth and ground, what that does, it brings us transformation. And when we have transformation this week, it's all about being powerful. It's about often finding the unexpected revelations coming to you. It's about breaking free from any procrastination that might be holding you back and releasing all those old systems of belief, okay? It's also experiencing what is required of you to change of the changes to be made in our lives. Wow, that was really good. I like that. This week felt really, really good, you know? The angels that came in this week, which I really, really admire, are the angels of animals. It's about honoring animals, loving animals, if you have a connection to animals. And it's good to communicate with different species. So if you're a dog lover and you're not so crazy about cats, it's important that you love cats as well. And the vice versa, if you're a cat person, you're not crazy about a dog, but just show the love of the animals. because that's what the angel, archangels are showing me. Trust your own wisdom. Have faith in your physical, your psychic impression. When Archangel Muriel comes in, that's very important about honoring the ceremonial aspects of your life, okay? When I talk about ceremonial, burning sage, Palo Santo, lighting a candle, stuff like that. Having a diffuser with lavender and or sage, and you're just making the house smell real pretty. Also, it's about remembering who you are. Take the actions when you are ready. So remembering who you are, like I was saying earlier in the show, is about, you know, standing in your own power and being that person to take action. Also, choose harmonious response. In other words, be connected with everybody and just make sure you have an honest, harmonious connection. And act with wisdom and act with grace. When Archangel Samael comes in, he's the angel of when things break, you put it together again. That's the power that he has. And he holds his swords very, very strong. He has two swords, but the one sword he holds onto because he knows he might have to take stance and use it. Opening your heart, finding compassion, unfolding others in your love. When you get this card, it's about nurturing other people as they were children. And just notice that during this, from now until like New Year's or a little bit after New Year's, the importance of treating your family members and your friends like if they were children. You will get that because we are in that energy of transformation. Where, what's the word when I say transformation here? They're not understanding, like they might not be connected as much as you are. With the angels or your ascended masters, let's say. They might not be as co-creative as you are, you know? So treat them if like they were children, if they were a baby learning something new. And just don't break it down on someone, you know, like, oh, you got to do it like that. No, just say it's gentle, you know, like, you know, you could just say, well, the angels got it and walk away from the conversation. You don't need to say anything more than that, you know, because I do that a lot. Where I could sit there and say, you know, oh, the angels got it, or the angels watch over me. Oh, I already have Archangel Michael all over my car. You know, my car is enveloped in the bubble that it needs to be enveloped in. You understand what I'm saying? So that's truly very powerful to use when you are connecting with other people on so many different levels, because sometimes people they don't understand, or they might misunderstand the communication that you're trying to share or give them, you know, and that's important. I love when angels come through, because when the angels come through, they always come through with receiving the ascension. They want us to be ascended, to be connected to that white flow of energy. Because with that, the act of wisdom comes through, and the information that you get comes from the highest good. You know, it's beautified. When I say beautified, it's that the energy of beauty comes through. You know, it's a cooperating with in your highest good or your highest interest. It's also important to welcome new beginnings. You know, sometimes we don't welcome beginnings so well. You know, we're afraid of it. But let the sun shine. On your life and on that situation that you have. And this sunshine is not the sunshine from the sun, but the angelic light, you know, from the universe that comes to us. It's a different kind of sun. It's like the sun of heaven, you know, even though the sun is a star and the sun is in the universe, but this light is bigger than that. It's the light that is on the universe. You know what I'm saying? So that is really, really an amazing feat or amazing connection to connect with, which I like to share with people. You know, I find that important. I find the interest coming through with that too. You know, not many people do, but it's there, you know? Like the energy that I put on the airwaves is the energy that is going to be transmuted later. Or when someone clicks on this, let's say in March, and hears this, you know, the show, and there's a connection, and it's meant for them to hear it then. It might not be meant to hear it now. See, that's the power of radio, you know, and that's the power of the replays that we have here on 1-2 Radio. because sometimes I can't hear everybody, but when the replay's there, I love hearing, let's say when Jay's on, Raven's on, you name it, you name it. Even when Mark's on, I love listening to Mark. I love when I'm off on a Monday and I can just sit there and just listen to him talk and how he talks about the energy of the planets and what the moon is doing. And I just adore him for that. I just, because I wish, and I don't wish, but I wish I had that connection with the astrology. I know a little, I dabble a little into it, but just to know the love that he has for that is amazing. And the love that people have for him, I find is amazing as well. But that's what I'm saying is I don't need to worry about Monday because I could always listen to it on a Saturday or listen to it on a Sunday on my time off when I have nothing to do and I'm like, what can I do today? Oh, I know. Go on One Two Radio on Hit On Demand and see what everybody has to say. And I just click on it and boom, there it is. I'm sitting there for the whole hour drinking my, hot cocoa, which I'm going to have after the show because I do want hot cocoa. I don't know what's going on with me. I got to stop the sugar. Oh my God, Jay, this is terrible, dude. This Thanksgiving, not good. Christmas, even worse. Anyway, just sharing that with you guys. But just know that you have an aura of light, and the angels see your aura. That's their communication. Their aura is with your aura, and you brighten up. So let the aura shine. Let that aura come in. Let the wings expand from your back into the sky. Have that connection with the universe. Have that deep connection with God, Goddess. Okay, it's important. If you have a connection with the specific ascended masters, do that. If you have to pray, if you are a Christian, if you are Catholic, if you are Jewish, if you are Arabic, Muslim, whatever it is, whatever your belief system is, even Hindu, all that. There's a world of different religions, but whatever you are, and if you are a spiritual, share that spirituality with people. Have that connection. Be pure. Be one with the universe. Be one with God. And just know that the angels love you, love you, love you like crazy. And they have such a connection with you. So, anyway, everyone, I just wanted to share. I'm going to let you go. I can't believe it's the end of the hour now. For me, at least, because I'm exhausted because my hand, unfortunately, is in a lot of pain. And don't worry, I will share with you my experience next Wednesday because I do have an appointment on Friday to get my hand checked. But other than that, I'm here. I'm with you. I love you. I can send you nothing more than angel blessings. And it's such an honor to have you here on One Two Radio listening to me on this beautiful, beautiful hour. So once again, I love you. Au revoir. Till next Wednesday. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.